should be working. Okay, so start at the beginning. Chris Osborne, Play Comics. You have a podcast involving... I'll let you do the rest.
Well, I have a podcast involving comics and video games. Not in the way most people would do that, though. So what I'm doing is I'm looking at video games based on a comic franchise and seeing how well those games represent the source material. So I don't really care if the game is good or not. I care more about if the game is telling you something about the franchise. I also use comic kind of loosely there. Like if it was originally released as a manga or if it was originally released as a newspaper comic strip or something like that, it's still a comic. It still counts. And I'm learning very recently that the Wikipedia list of games based on comics does not include a lot of the manga stuff. So I have to go back and hit all those now.
Oh, how do you feel about the Snoopy versus the Red Baron on the Atari 2600?
I think I might have missed that one as well.
Yeah, I just thought I'd throw it out there to see if you're up on your game.
But it's a 2600, so it probably sucks.
Yeah, probably. Do you have a 2600, or you're strictly a Nintendo guy?
When I started the podcast, I didn't. I do now, but only because I got a box of stuff that a friend wanted me to take to a local used game store and sell for him. And he said, you know, get what I can get. Take what I think is fair out of that for my time and effort of doing it for him. And part of my payment, actually my entire payment for doing that, ended up being I'm keeping some of these games.
Ah, sweet find, sweet find. So what kind of hardware do you have? Like, what kind of gaming systems do you have right now?
Well, right now, I mean, we have a lot of stuff. There's regular Nintendo, Super Nintendo, 64, GameCube. We have a Wii, but it's not hooked up because we have a Wii U and a Switch. And then, you know, we can have the whole line of Genesis stuff. We can have the whole line of PlayStation stuff, except for a PS5, because I'm usually a little bit behind.
Yeah, well, you're not alone. My kids are bugging me to get a PS5. I'm like, yeah, maybe March, maybe April. It won't be under the Christmas tree, that's for sure.
Well, mine will be maybe March or April, like 2023.
Yeah, well, sometimes they take it a while. So going into the podcasting part, what was it that made you decide to start a podcast that combined these two really niche elements? So you have comic books and you got video games. You mashed them together like a big snowball. Because I'm Canadian, I can make that reference. I don't know if you've actually ever seen snow. But what made you combine the two?
Well, my wife and I were sitting around playing Marvel versus Capcom 2 and just kind of talking about what would happen if these characters that we were playing as would fight in the comics, or times that it had popped up where they'd fought in the comics and what actually happened there. And she said, you know, maybe I should go make a podcast about that, because I'd been talking about making a podcast anyway. I was kind of circling around this idea, and she was the one that really kind of hit it for me on, hey, this is what I should make.
Okay. And is your wife involved in these, or is it just you and your buddies, or you, like, where do you find your guests from?
Well, I'll answer the wife question first. She's been a guest on a couple episodes. I'll bounce ideas off of her and stuff, but she doesn't really have a consistent role in it.
Okay.
But as far as all my other guests go, it's a lot of finding people on the internet. Just asking people in different communities that I'm involved in. On the Play Comics website, there is a page where, you know, I can outline what I'm looking for in guests. And on that page, there's also a list of the things that I'm looking to get guests booked for the soonest.
Okay. And how many episodes have you made, if you don't mind me asking?
It is like 108-ish regular episodes and 36-ish bonus episodes that are slightly related things. You know, there's stuff that I think the audience would like, but don't really fit into the normal scope of the show.
Okay. And are these normally like a weekly podcast, or do you do it monthly, or how do you set that up?
I do this weekly. For right now, I am alternating between regular and bonus episodes, because I've got a lot of stuff that I have recorded, just queued up, ready to get edited and get done. A lot of those are talking to different comic creators and game developers about just little projects that they're doing.
Okay. And can I ask, where do you host your podcast?
I host it on Pinecast. It is a rather new, I guess, in the grand scheme of things, place. It's $10 a month, and you can host as many shows as you want. The way they have their limit set up is, I believe it's like a 64 megabyte file size that you can upload, because, you know, $10 a month with unlimited space would be ridiculous and they'd fold real quick. But, you know, for $10 a month, you get 64 megs, if I'm remembering right, and I might be wrong there, but however many episodes you want. So, you know, if you have an episode that just has to be 4 hours long, then you just instead make four episodes that are an hour long, something like that, and be fine.
Oh, okay. All right. And can I ask what you're using for a microphone and editing software right now, or hardware?
I am using an ATR2100 for a microphone, running that into a Behringer 404 audio interface. The four inputs are overkill with what I do, but I'm treating it like it was an extra $20 to have an extra backup set of inputs for everything. And Traction T7, which is a piece of software that not many people that I've talked to have heard of. It is definitely made for musicians and not for podcasters. So you're not going to find a lot of specific podcast advice about it if you go looking for anything. But if you're like me, then it just kind of made sense to me. And when I have something weird that pops up, I'm able to go kind of translate that musician advice into something usable for me, which I have no idea how, because I'm not a musician for anything.
Okay. And how did you find that in the first place, like that software? Like, were you experimenting with something else at the beginning, or is that what you started with from the get-go?
I was using Audacity, and I got the audio interface because I knew I wanted to have guests, and I knew that I wasn't going to be able to record two tracks in Audacity the way that I wanted to.
Okay.
But Audacity did not play nicely with the audio interface. So I just went looking for programs that would work, and Traction was one of the first ones that I found, and it worked, and I kind of stopped there.
Oh, makes sense. And how do you, when you record your guests, what are you're using to record them with? Is it the same thing? I guess you're just using their input or their output as your input, or?
I have three places that I record all at once. The primary one is I'm taking the output from my computer and plugging, that's one of the inputs that I have going on the audio interface. So that's the main one that I'm going to be using, and that has a track for me and then a track for everybody else that's not me. I also use a service from Ecaster. It's if your listeners are familiar with Discord and the Craigbot, then the Craigbot is a really, really useful bot on Discord that records, and it takes everybody and puts them on their own track. Ecaster takes the Craigbot and just takes it in an environment outside of Discord completely.
I've never even heard of it. I didn't realize you could actually record in Discord.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. I mean, Discord every once in a while has some issues with, there's a ton of people using it, things go slow, or like slowing down bots for stuff. So using Ecaster gets all the benefits of using Discord. Plus, if you're using Discord, then people have to have a Discord account. I can go grab any guest that I want, just send them a link, and they don't have to sign up for anything.
Oh, really? Huh. Okay, that sounds interesting. Going back to the podcasting part, what are you listening to now? Like, how many podcasts do you listen to, I guess, first off? And what are your top three?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I'm subscribed to a ton. A lot of them are kind of like, hey, I'm in the mood for this, so I'll listen to them pretty bingey for a few days and then kind of rotate through. But some ones that I grab fairly constantly to listen to are Jay and Miles Explain the X-Men is like the epitome of comic book podcast for me. It is two people who are going through every single X-Men storyline in about as chronological order as you can get with that kind of thing. Jay and Miles.
Jay and Miles. Are they people that an average listener would know about, or just someone that's into the comic book world?
Just somebody who's in the comic book world, really.
Yeah, because I've never heard of them. I've only listened to a few comics. Ever since I started realizing that there is a whole new world of podcasts, and there's like literally this morning I was eating my breakfast, I'm like, oh, look, there's podcasts about dentists.
I mean, literally, there's podcasts about everything. It's crazy.
I know. It blew my mind. Like, I'm sitting there going, holy crap, dentist podcasts. What else is new? Like, I understand car podcasts and stuff that I was always kind of focusing on before, because I'm a bit of a car nerd and Star Wars nerd and everything else. But then all of a sudden, it's just like, once you start broadening your horizons a bit, there's so much out there. So many out there. I don't even know where to start for the next batch of things to listen to.
I mean, really, just find anything you're interested in. I mean, one of the ones that, or two, oh man, two of the other ones that I really enjoy listening to catch basically the day that they come out, no matter what, are two literature-based things that are nowhere connected to my show at all. But they're both made by friends of mine, and they both do a really good job with it. One of them is called Oh No Lit Class, which it is definitely not safe for kids, but they are looking at literature that they at least should have had to read in school and just kind of analyzing that, but also throwing in lots of dick jokes just because that's the kind of people they are. And another one is called The Wheel Weaves, that is taking a read through the Wheel of Time series, which is, it's like a 15 book series where if you stack the books up, then they're probably about as tall as I am. But really? it's a husband and wife team there. And the guys read through the series multiple times. And this is the wife's first time reading through the series. So like she's reading a chapter or two, however much they're going to cover for the next episode. And then she has to stop and they go record before she's allowed to read any further on in the book.
And sorry, what is it called again?
The Wheel Weaves.
The Wheel Weaves. Oh, that's interesting. I burned through a lot of audiobooks, but I can honestly say I've never come across that one. So maybe I'll have to add it to my own little list.
Yeah, I can certainly send links over to you and pass them on to your listeners, whatever you need to do there.
Yeah, that would be really interesting. Okay, so I think we've covered everything. Got the hardware, the software, the podcast that you enjoy. Hopefully this is going to record this time. For those that didn't notice last time, this is our second conversation because I was an idiot and didn't record the first one. But, you know, live and learn. That's how it goes. And now, where can people find you online?
The best place to go is playcomics.com. I have links to everything from there. You can find past episodes. You can find comic reviews that some of my friends and I are getting written. I'm not paying for them because, you know, this podcast all comes out of my pocket. And so, you know, the reviews kind of come out as they can come. But if anybody's interested in writing one, you can let me know there. There's links to Twitter, which is at Play Comics Cast. There's links to the Discord channel that I'm on for the server that my network runs, that kind of thing.
Okay. And now if someone was to just jump onto your website for the first time and work their way around, which podcast, like which episode of yours would you say would be the best place to start?
It kind of depends on where they're going. If they know that I'm there because they want to hear how some of these creators do their process to get their stuff made, then check out some of the Creator Talk bonus episodes. But for regular episodes, really just find a game or a comic that you're interested in and start there, because there's very little continuity between episodes. So you can pretty much start wherever you want and be fine.
Okay, now you're mainly interviewing comic book artists, authors, or gamers, or who are you mainly talking with?
Most of the time it's ended up being other podcasters or, like you said, comic book creators or game developer type people. But honestly, as far as guests go, like if it's somebody who knows their stuff with, not really even knows their stuff, just really enjoys the franchise that they're wanting to be a guest on, then, you know, they can be a guest. So, I mean, I've had people who have basically no online presence outside of being on an episode versus the podcast, all the way up to like Jimmy Palmiotti, who is writing a Harley Quinn series and keeps having a constant string of really good comic releases.
Wow. Really?
Oh, yeah. That was a really fun one.
Yeah. I guess you probably wouldn't want to let him go. You just want to keep hanging on and talking and talking and talking.
Well, luckily we both had to go eat dinner.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, I think we got everything we needed here. I appreciate your time. I have to go feed my kids. Do you have any kids?
I don't, but I have cats and it's about time for them to be fed.
All right, dude. Well, we will end it here. Thank you. This is Chris Osborne from Play Comics, and we'll guess we'll find you on the web somewhere.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Chris. I appreciate your time and your patience for putting up with this twice. And we'll talk again.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks.